Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bernie Smith. Batting second. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting third. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jerry McNerney. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tommy Macek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Butler. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bill Butler. And now, play ball. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. the Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rojas catches it and throws to first to double up May. Two outs. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Peña reaches second base with a double. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper is hit by the pitch. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Peña moves to third. Harper moves to second. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a line drive towards short. Matchick catches it and throws to first to double up Savage. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lockwood. Oliver moves to third. Piniella moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Piniella scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schall. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Schall steals second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards first. McNurtney juggles the ball. That's an error on McNurtney. Schall moves to third. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. McNurtney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockwood hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Kelly chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Kelly. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Schall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Savage hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNerney hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-2 in the game. Matchick hits a line drive into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Roof takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis pinch runs for Phil Roof. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvis moves to third. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak strikes out. One out. Hank Allen pinch hits for Skip Lockwood. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing first base. Ken Sanders now pitching. Jerry McNerney now catching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kirkpatrick hits a line drive towards the mound. Sanders catches it and throws to first to double up Otis. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Peña hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Floyd Wicker pinch hits for Ted Savage. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker strikes out. Two outs. Bob Burda pinch hits for Jerry McNerney. Bob Burda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Harper moves to second. Fred Stanley pinch runs for Bob Burda. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.